Hey, this is Mary. Welcome to Voices of Vets, a podcast where we meet real veterans and hear their stories. Did you serve in the military?
Oh, did I serve?
Yeah.
United States Army.
Okay. Why did you choose that branch?
It was more like they were going to choose me.
Oh, yeah?
You know, it was a time when everybody who was eligible had to serve, and my time came.
Were you drafted? Or did you enlist?
I volunteered for the draft. You know, well, that's when you want to get in at a time that you want to get in.
Okay.
And that's what I did, and you get a better choice of where you're going.
All right. How long did you serve?
I think it was probably a bit over a year. I think I went in for a 2-year enlistment, but I think I got out shortly after a year, something like that.
How did you get out early? Okay.
I served.
There you go. Do you come from a military family? Did anybody else in your family serve?
Well, an uncle, you know, but maybe two uncles.
Mm-hmm.
Dad didn't serve in the military, I don't think.
Okay. He served in the police force, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Colonel McAuliffe.
Yes.
Absolutely. Nice. Well, what made you decide to join?
Well, I knew it was that I was going to get drafted anyhow. And I might as well go ahead and pick my time and place and hopefully get a better assignment.
Okay. Can you tell me about boot camp? Do you remember boot camp?
Oh, sure.
What was that like?
Well, it wasn't ever totally pleasant, but, you know, they handled it quite nicely. They made you do a lot of work and kept you busy and a lot of exercise, so it was good. It was good for me.
Did you make friends in boot camp?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know anybody ahead of time, or did, like, were there
I
anybody?
I did know a couple of them who came in the same time I did, so... But not many.
Uh-huh.
Most I met once I was in there.
What was the best thing about boot camp or the worst thing?
Well, you know, it kept you moving and mm-hmm. it kept you learning. So that was a good thing.
Yeah.
Worst thing was getting up pretty darn early in the morning. And that's it.
Okay. So where did you serve the majority of the time in service? Where were you located?
You're taking me back now.
Mm-hmm. There's a picture of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that your dress uniform when you were in the Army?
I was in the Army, 3rd mm-hmm. Armored Division.
Okay.
And
do you remember where you served? Where did you serve?
Well, I'm
in Germany.
In Germany for a year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, started out here with boot camp in States, and then Germany for a year.
All right.
I was in the 3rd Armored Division.
Tell me about that picture. What's going on there?
Oh, this picture up here was taken on board ship when I was being transported overseas by ship. And
so when you went to Germany, you didn't fly there, you rode in a ship?
I rode in a ship, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
What was that like?
It wasn't bad.
Okay. You didn't get seasick?
Huh?
Did everybody get seasick?
No, you know, they were pretty big ships transporting a lot of troops, and nobody got sick that I know of, so it was okay.
What was your rank?
I think I got up to sergeant, but I'm not sure.
You think you were a sergeant?
Could have been.
Can you tell me about anybody you met while you were in service?
Yeah, I met a lot of people, a lot of guys, mm-hmm. and that was pretty good. Part of it I liked.
Right, meeting people.
Oh, yeah, nice people, and they were in the service also.
How do you feel like your military experience affects your life today?
Well, I thought it was great. I'm not sure I felt that way at the time, but you know, it's good discipline. It comes at a good time for a guy to get discipline,
mm-hmm.
and there was no war going on, and it was fairly easy. I got to serve here and overseas,
mm-hmm.
in Germany. So I got a little time in Germany. So,
mm-hmm. Did you like Germany?
Yeah, they were very good to us over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
And Dad, how do you feel like your military service kind of shaped who you are? Like, how did it affect who you are as a person?
I hope that it instilled, you know, a feeling about discipline that was good, and that you learned to serve when you had to serve, and you lead when you had to lead. And so, and you served with a lot of other good people, and you served under a lot of good people. Some of the officers that I had over the course of time I was in the service were very good people.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, everybody who was, you know, physically able had to serve. And so that was no problem. You knew you were going to pull a time in this service. So, and I got to pull at least a year of my time overseas, which was good, in Germany. And I could live on the economy over there. That is, I could, you know, have a room. Oh, I had to live with the Army, of course, but I could also have people that I knew over there.
Now, you got married while you were in service, right? And Mom came over? And y'all lived with Maria in Germany?
I'm trying to remember. Let me see.
Y'all got married in 1955.
November of 55.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I came home to be married,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to go back to the Army.
So you got married on pass?
Leave.
Uh-huh.
You know, I probably had a 30 days leave to get married.
Nice.
And married the beautiful Barbara.
That's right. And we're so glad you did.
Oh, absolutely. What a love.
She's the best.
Yep. Well, you knew her quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the whole, her family, the Vickers family, I got to know all of them, and they're all neat people.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fine.
Well, if there was, if somebody wanted to join the military today, what do you think they would if they knew a piece of advice, what would help them the most in acclimating?
I don't know, Mary, about today's military and
But in general, what do you think would probably, not necessarily advice about the military, but about character or about showing up, or what would somebody?
Well, they'd have to make up their mind that if they were going to volunteer, and that once you were in there, you had to learn to take orders. Sometimes from some goofy kind of people, but it was a really good experience, I thought, to serve in the Army. So I can't say I enjoyed all of it, but it was a great experience. And, of course, serving overseas in Germany, that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived on the economy over there. That is, I had a place to live with a German family, and so that was nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, babe.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks again for tuning into the Voices of Vets podcast today. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of our episodes of Real Vets and Their Stories. And don't forget to visit our website, voicesofvets.us, where you can check out the photo gallery and more.